News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, last weekend, more than 50 people occupied the site of a proposed Shannon liquid natural gas liquefied plant and a power station in County Kerry. The protesters claim that the project would lock Ireland into a climate-wrecking fossil fuel system for decades should its application with Onboard Pleanála be successful. And joining me now is Áine Traynor of Slí Eile, who was at the protest. Áine, outline for us your concerns and why you're protesting.
This is a battle that's been going on for a really long time, and people fighting that battle could let you know themselves what this is about. New Fortress Energy, who has put in the application, have been incredibly unclear about where this gas is coming from, and what they normally deal in is frack gas, and it's coming from the US. Their application, which I have in front of me here, is very unclear. They absolutely say nowhere where this gas is going to come from.
But so, Áine, sorry to cut across you, but fracking is illegal here. We can't currently frack here, so they can't get it from fracking. It's not a possibility.
Well, it is. I mean, that's the thing. Like, onshore fracking has been banned here.
Fracking is not currently legal in Ireland.
I mean, if you read their application, they're
But they can ask for what they like. Fracking isn't legal here, so their application isn't the issue. The issue is the legislation of the country, and we don't have that. The question I have to put to you, right, is that even the Green Party have acknowledged that we need liquid natural gas as a transition fuel. We're currently on 40% renewables, and as we move towards offshore wind, we're going to need liquid natural gas to keep the lights on in the country. If you block something like this and block our ability to use natural gas as a transition fuel, and that's all it'll be, because obviously we're moving away from it. Are you happy that some people might not be able to turn on their lights? You know, that we might be without electricity on the grid.
Like, that's just, I mean, if that was the issue here, if this was about safeguarding energy, then why is there 8 data centres included in the master plan for this project? You know, they're planning data centres up and down the country.
Well, that's a separate issue. You're protesting down at the liquid. It's an entirely separate issue.
That represents 23% of energy demand by 2030.
We talk about data centres relatively frequently. What we're talking about is you protesting at the liquid natural gas plant. Nothing to do with data centres.
I think that's an important point, because that's the argument on the other side. That this
okay.
Is, this
do you
is
accept that fracking is not legal here?
Pardon?
Do you accept that fracking is not legal here?
Absolutely, yeah, and it was exactly
issue. And do you accept that if we don't use that?
Áine,
do you accept if we don't use natural gas as a transition fuel that the grid could go down? Do you accept that?
I don't accept that.
Even though all the reports would say that, and even though the Green Party accept that.
Like I said, if that was the issue, then why is the plan? Why are they even considering data centres in this country that have a huge amount of energy requirement?
It's a totally separate point. I have to put it to you.
I don't think it is, Ciara. I really don't think it is.
Okay. Look,
that fracking was banned in 2017, and if this project goes ahead, then we're facilitating a huge US corporation to flood the European market with this really hot, toxic fuel, and that's really unethical and really hypocritical.
Right.
And to this point, Ciara, it hasn't been disputed in the application. This corporation deals in frack gas, like 97% is.
But they won't be
dealing
with
frack
gas. The point is, they won't be dealing with it in it here, because we don't have it.
But I know, but exactly, it's imported from the US. It's imported gas from the US, from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Look, we'll have to leave it there. Look, thank you for speaking to us this morning. That is Áine Traynor there of Slí Eile. Let us know what you think, because we are looking at a situation where we know we need natural gas, whether we like it or not, as a transition fuel. If we don't have it, the grid is under increased pressure. We don't have fracked gas here legally. Should we be stopping, I suppose, our transition measures that might get us over the edge until we get to sort of the level of renewables we want? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Let us know what you think this morning.